After running away from Egypt, after fleeing Paro's palace, Moshe makes his way to Midian. We learn that he has become the shepherd to his now father-in-law, Yisro. And in Perek Gimel, we read about how Moshe one day is tending the flocks of sheep of his father-in-law, when all of a sudden, out of a burning bush, a voice of Hashem was calling out to Moshe. He responds, Hineni. But before he could do anything, immediately, what's the very first thing Hashem tells him? Perek Gimel, Pasuk Hey, V'yomer Al Tikrav Halom, don't come any closer. Shal Nalecha Mi'al Raglecha, take your shoes off. Because the land in which you're standing is holy ground. This is a very surprising thing for Hashem to say, especially at this point. Isn't the whole idea of him calling out to Hashem so that Moshe should come close to him? Why did Hashem call out to him, if not to bring him close? Why did he have a voice come out from the Sneh? Of course you should want Moshe to come close. And now the first thing he tells him is, don't come close, stop. And what's with the shoes? Why take off the shoes? What does that have to do with anything? So I want to share two beautiful ideas, each of which are not only fantastic insights into the Pasuk, but also can be really great insights and lessons for our own personal Avodat Hashem. The first comes from the Chafetz Chaim, and he emphasizes that in fact there are two separate points here, but each one working with the other. The first point, says the Chafetz Chaim, we have to realize is the key, Ki ha-makom asher ata omed alav admas kodeshu. Hashem is stressing to Moshe that where you're standing right now, not a few feet from you where the burning bush is, where my presence is, where the miracle is happening, but right now where you are, already there, that's holy. Even without coming closer, you're standing in a holy place. Moshe is being taught that it doesn't matter where or when. The possibility of holiness, the possibility of getting close to Hashem, is always possible. This phrase, Ki ha-makom asher ata omed alav admas kodeshu, says the Chafetz Chaim, is written, but lashon hoveh, it's written in the present tense, because it's relevant not only to Moshe then, but rather, b'chol makom or b'chol zman kodeshu, because it's true always. It's true now, it will be true tomorrow, it was true yesterday, it's always true, wherever we are and whenever. We have the possibility of getting close to Hashem and experiencing Kedusha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what's the problem? People, unfortunately, tend to say, well, once upon a time, things used to be better. Yamim harishonim hayutovim me'ela. Back in the good old days, in different times, it was easier. Maybe if I was part of a different family, had different life circumstances, then I could achieve holiness. Then I could achieve spiritual success or greatness. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's a mistake, because in truth, every place, every time, every person can come close to Hashem. And how? How do we do that? What's holding us back? Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the second point. Shal nalecha mi'al raglecha. Because unfortunately, what's holding us back is our shoes. Shoes for the Chafetz Chaim symbolize anything that's artificial, anything that's a barrier between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what he calls a machitza, Hamavdelet, a dividing wall. And says the Chafetz Chaim, there are different types of barriers, different types of dividers, sometimes physical, but usually psychological. And all we need to come close to Hashem, Moshe is being taught, and all of us are being taught, is that we have to remove the barriers. He also refers to this idea not only as a machitza, but also as a masecha, a mask. A mask we hide behind, the excuses we make for being distant from Hashem. We have to realize that to be distant is actually unnatural. It's because of a machitza or a masecha. But if we just remove the machitza, remove the masecha, take off the shoes, then it's the most natural thing. We can be close to Hashem whenever and wherever. That is the Chafetz Chaim's idea. A second approach is suggested by Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. And he seems to understand this entire phrase, this entire pasuk, I should say, as one integrated idea. The bush, says Rav Hirsch, represents the things which are mysterious, things which lie beyond us, beyond our comprehension, things which we cannot understand. I mean, how could a human mind understand a bush being burnt and yet on fire without being consumed? People are naturally attracted, says Rav Hirsch, to these mysterious things. But what Hashem is telling Moshe is, no, stop, Don't come closer. Don't focus on, don't give your attention to, don't give all your energy towards trying to understand things which you can't understand, which are beyond your realm. Rather, take off your shoes, which according to Rav Hirsch means pause, slow down, and appreciate the spirituality and the potential of the place where you already are. Take off your shoes, remove any barrier, any machitza. Give yourself over completely for where you are right now without trying to run towards something else. Become one, says Rav Hirsch, with where you are right now. Don't run, don't come close. There's time for that, but other certain things there's never time for. We appreciate them from afar. We shouldn't spend our life chasing mysteries. Rather, focus on the potential and the inherent holiness of the time and place where we find ourselves. Says Rav Hirsch, this is why Kohanim, when they work in the Beis HaMikdash, had to also take off their shoes, because they had to remove any barrier, any attempt to, so to speak, go beyond. And rather, even where they were, in that holy place, there's a natural tendency to look for something more. No, says Rav Hirsch, Kohanim, take off your shoes. Be one with exactly where you are. Really, what a beautiful, beautiful idea. And obviously a lot of overlap with what the Chafetz Chaim said, and yet clearly a difference. Whereas the Chafetz Chaim is focusing on our past, don't think other times or other places could have been better, and rather remove the excuses, take off the mask. Rav Hirsch says, no, it's all one thing. Don't look for things that are beyond us. Just focus on what you have in front of us now. And if we're one with that, we're living in that moment, experiencing those things to the fullest, we can achieve the greatest spiritual heights.